I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Believers are arrested in Eritrea as the UN sounds the alarm over human rights violations. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says Eritrea's government denies that there's any religious persecution. According to a VOM partner, 185 believers were gathered to pray when police came in and arrested them all. Musselman says the gospel is moving forward in Eritrea despite increasing persecution. Find the full story at our website. And a group in the Democratic Republic of Congo is fighting hunger with, get this, tree seedlings. A Food for the Hungry program pays villagers in food for working at an agricultural station. At the same time, they learn valuable farming and reforestation techniques. This ministry provides an open door to share the gospel. Pray more communities will hear about Christ and come to know Him as Savior. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Does technology make it easier for you to get involved in the Great Commission? That's our buzz question on Facebook. Make sure you weigh in. I'm Greg Yoder.